Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Just Like You. I am your host, Alexis Christine. For those of you who are new here, hi, I am an intuitive quantum ascension guide, and I help starseeds who are feeling disconnected from the earth and this world rediscover who they truly are and activate their soul purpose. So thank you so much for being here. Today, I have a super, super exciting episode for y'all, and I know I say that every week, but today I have a member of my soul fam on who I connected with in Costa Rica, and it turns out he lives like 40 minutes away from me back in Toronto. So since I was here, obviously I had to have him on. His name is Vincent Caches, also known as I'm King Cash on both Instagram and TikTok. You guys might know him. He talks a lot about ETs and the Galactic Federation and disclosure and basically allowing the information to spread to the majority of us all about aliens and things like astral travel and the different alien races and how just that whole side of the universe works. And I'm super excited that he's here today because we are going to be talking all about astral travel. And while I did try to niche us into astral travel, we obviously talk about some other things as well, just naturally how conversation flows. We talk a lot about how to channel your guides and how to hear them, reading energy, some really cool stories from his past lives because he used to be a princess on Lyra and he was also a bounty hunter at one time. And now he does a lot of shadow hunting while he's here. And we talk about some different planets that he's been to. It's honestly just the most amazing episode. And I'm so happy that we were able to coordinate this and make it work. I think you guys are going to have an absolute blast listening to this. And I cannot wait. So before I get into it, again, if you guys are enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review, give us a rating, share it with a friend. I am just trying to help as many people as possible on their awakening journey and really just give them the tools that they need or that they may find useful to facilitate and guide themselves through this, because it is so freaking hard to do it by yourself, especially when you have no one that you can talk to or relate to about certain things on. So again, any type of share, story post, anything like that really just helps, and I appreciate every single one of you. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Just Like You. I am your host, Alexis Christine, and today I am joined by my soul fam, King Cash. He is the King of Earth. He works with the Galactic Federation. He is a shadow hunter, and he is just an all-around super cool dude. And we met on our retreat in Costa Rica.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, and I'm so excited to be here in person with you again, because we haven't seen each other since Costa Rica, right?
I know, I'm so excited. Yes. Such a nice blessing that you live so close to me.
I know, like, damn.
Yeah. Universe works in mysterious ways.
Always does. By the way, on our way here, we were seeing numbers like crazy. So that was just our confirmation that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so many angel numbers. It was insane. Okay, so we have a deck today because I'm at home recording this and I have my decks back. So can you please pull a card for the collective?
I may.
Okay.
Do you want me to hold your mic?
Okay, sure. I was like, how about you do this?
That was real quick.
Three of Cups and the Hermit.
The Hermit. Do you have an intuitive vibe on what those mean, or should I look in the book?
Three of Cups, it feels like it's related to other people and interacting. Something related to that. And just connecting on a deeper level. And then the Hermit feels like wisdom, the adventurer, and kind of could be a little isolated. Tell me how true that is.
There's like a little quote under the Hermit thing that says, I used to see mountains as mountains, but now I much, much wiser, I see mountains as mountains.
Okay, cool.
But like, yeah, wisdom. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I guess I could. It literally says, wisdom turned out to be no great thing, just a soft knowing radiating from within you. Holy shit, cool. Dude, you read that real well. Okay, what was the other one? Three of Cups.
I feel like that one has to be related to other people in some way.
So cups in general are water, emotional concerns, and relationships. So again, spot fucking on. And then three. Ooh, it's time to celebrate. Something wonderful has come together as you have planned, and it is time to rejoice in the victory of it. Acknowledge all those around you that have made this success possible. Your victory is theirs too.
You know what? To be frank with you guys, I've been getting a lot of information, especially from the Federation, saying, you know, you're getting more of what you've been wanting, and like you're gonna wake up in the morning, it's gonna be new stuff. And I have reached a new chapter in my being, which I'm really excited for. And I usually represent that with getting a new tattoo. Mm. So I've been seeing this a lot of like getting new, like getting awesome stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then having you like here beside me, one of the closest people to me, and then just feeling better, like more me. So that is definitely related to that as well.
I love that. It's so funny you say that, because I, since being home, and I don't think it has anything to do with being home. Let me just make that clear, because mm-hmm. I do not vibe Toronto. But I have been feeling a lot more like myself. And I think it's because I have all my clothes back. I have my hair tools back, because when I traveled, I didn't bring any hot hair tools. And I have all the jewelry that I didn't have. I have all my cards and all my crystals. And honestly, even things as little as my galaxy lamp, I'm like, ooh, I start feeling like myself again, you know?
You're back at home base.
Yeah, I feel that. So it's interesting you said that, because I've been feeling the same way.
No matter how much I go, I have to come back to like, there has to be a home base I come back to. So if I'm going to do what you do, like you travel, then you come back home for a bit, I'll have to like root back. And that's, we're going to talk about the astral in a second, but that's exactly what I do in the astral. Yeah. Is I travel, then I come back to my body, I look around, and then I go back to sleep, and then I come back. It's like I have to come back to home base.
I love that. Okay, yeah. So as Cash just mentioned, we're going to be talking about astral travel today. There's so many things that I could talk about with Cash, but if I don't niche it down to one thing, we'll be here forever. So we're going to focus on astral travel, and then if something else comes up, great.
Okay.
But before we dive into that, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, how you were raised, just that kind of dynamic, so they can have a better understanding of who it is that they're listening to?
Okay, so I grew up in a small town called. At the time, we were the only black family. So that was, I didn't realize till recently, the past few years, that that was part of my journey to getting where I am now. So I was always an empath when I was little. I could always feel everything about everybody, but I didn't understand what it was. I was just like, I don't know why I could feel them. And at that time, all this stuff wasn't too popular yet. So I was just like, I don't know what's happening. And then high school, again, I was one of few. I was the only like pure black kid there. And I struggled a lot with finding me. And I felt like I had to, there's a lot of interpersonal stuff. Like I felt like I had to be funny. Plus, I felt like I had to impress everybody. Again, I was like the only one. And we were in a school that had like a huge race war against Native Americans and white people. So I was like in the middle, and I was witnessing that.
That is so interesting. I live so close. I didn't even know that existed.
Right. Not a lot of people know about it because it's a really small town.
Wow.
But what I experienced there taught me a lot, especially about personal power, because I got very pro-black. And that's when I started getting a little bit more into astral projection, and I was learning about it. I was so obsessed, but nobody was into it yet. Little did I know that I'd get really deep into consciousness when COVID happened. And TikTok happened. So I literally asked the universe. I was like, what do you want from me? Because I couldn't go to school. They were like, oh, COVID, you got to wait. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to wait. And then TikTok ended up happening to me after I literally looked up at the sky and I yelled, I'm like, what do you want from me? Like, I just want to go to school. And then it just handed me TikTok. I got like 100,000 followers in like 2 days or something. I was like,
2 days?
Yeah. I was like, okay, so this is what you want from me? This is what I'm going to do then. So from then on, I've been working with the Galactic Federation. They've been sending me a lot of assignments. At the beginning, I thought it was just the universe. So I'd be like, oh, the universe is sending me on assignments and missions. And then I ended up realizing later that it actually was the Galactic Federation. And then I got information about who I truly am. Then I got soul family like you guys. Everything was just morphing together perfectly. And then past life memories started coming in. That was a very... amazing, empowering, but also traumatizing because it's a mix of everything. So you're getting all of who you are back into you. So all the pro-black stuff I went through in school helped me, because at that time I was like, I didn't even realize this was the Lyran in me.
Was that before COVID?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask if it was part of the BLM movement, but
I was kind of in it, but I wouldn't do it now, because I'm glad I was in it, because I see the bigger picture of race and all of that now.
Yeah.
But I didn't even realize that was a Lyran in me that was like, you know what, if I'm here, I'm going to fight, you know, and I want to be powerful. I want to be king. I kept saying to myself, like, I want to be king. And then little did I know that was the Lyran royal in me trying to, like, it was busting on the door like, hey, like, let me out, right? And then later on, I realized, okay, so I felt all of that. And I was in that power fire. Because of my Lyran. So now I'm all into that and trying to help people to see that within themselves too.
Amazing. Just a side note for those listening, there was a war on Lyra with the Draconians, and that is what he's referring to with the fighter and being Lyran, because mm-hmm. he was there when it happened and was fighting against them. Mm-hmm. So just some background.
And we'll probably get into that as we talk into astral projection and mm-hmm. visiting past lives and stuff, because the Lyran wars, that memory was, it was very traumatizing at that moment. It was so hard.
Yeah.
But I even had to ask my mentor, I'm like, what the hell am I seeing? I'm seeing like reptile beings eating humans and stuff, like my family. And I was crying. I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm seeing. She's like, oh, you were in Lyra and you were a princess at that time. And that made sense why all my life I always felt like I was royalty. Mm. But I thought it was like my African roots and like ancient African ancestor was a queen or something. So I didn't even realize it could have been on a soul level. And the people that get the memories now and I talk to them, they're very like traumatized too. They're like, what the hell? And all this. And I'm like, don't worry, because that actually grants you immense power now. It's just like all your, anything you went through now in life. And like when you were a childhood, it was super horrible, but it gave you the power and strength of who you are now. Yeah. So I look at it just like that. Even in my childhood with racism and all that, it's the same thing.
That's such a good outlook on it. I love that.
Thank you.
Amazing. Okay. Tapping into the astral travel, do you want to give everyone a quick description? It can be super high level of what astral travel actually is.
Okay. Astral projection is basically just your consciousness leaving your body. Mm-hmm. So you could look at it like, because the government talks about this a lot now, but they don't really talk about it as real as it is. Like they'll say, oh, you leave your body, you go here, here, and there and all of that. But really there's different ways. You could leave from your astral body, which is basically like when you're a ghost, you're in your astral body.
Okay.
Right. So you could travel with that. We call that the heavy technique, because you can't go as far because you have an astral body. But then if you travel the lighter technique, which is typically how I do, because it's a little bit easier, but also mm-hmm. kind of hard at the same time, you travel just with your pure consciousness. So you're going out just with your soul, and you could go way far. That's how I go to different universes and stuff like that. So that one.
Did you ever see that show? It was British. Oh, fuck, I can't remember what it was called. But it was about these people. Well, okay, if people haven't seen it, then I'm about to ruin it for you. So just spoiler alert, there's a show on astral projection in the UK. So if you're trying to watch it, don't speak yet or don't listen. But they go out of the bodies and they're just these little color orbs. And you find out at the end that actually someone had taken over this person's body at the whole time. And obviously, I don't think you can go into someone else's body and steal their consciousness. But when you go out as consciousness, are you just this little colorful orb, or do you just look like nothing? Because if there's no body, what does that look like?
Yeah, it is like an orb, but your subconscious projection of yourself makes it like a body. So you look like, it's so weird. It's like you're not astral, because in the astral realm, it's like that's your physical body.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
So if it's just your consciousness, it is just like mist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was, when I was talking about astral travel and dreams and stuff on my TikTok, I know that in the dream realm, you're sometimes you look human, but other times you can show up as other things. But in my brain, that was still showing up with an astral body. So that's why I was curious what the consciousness version of that looks like.
It literally just looks mist. Like an orb that's or like a bright light, because there's nothing like that's limiting it. Like with a human body, like it limits it. But really, when you don't have that limit anymore, it's like expansive. So you just look like a bright light.
Interesting. Okay. That's pretty cool.
I know. I learned so much going to the astral realms and the things there. I wasn't even doing it on purpose. I always wanted to astral project, but I never could. And my guides always said, yeah, I realized. I was like, you know what? Let me focus on lucid dreaming then. Because they told me just focus on lucid dreaming. I'm like, but that's not what I want to do. So I did. And I end up going farther in astral projection that way than actually trying to astral project.
Interesting. So if people are sitting here wondering how they can start with lucid dreaming.
I would focus on lucid dreaming and see where that takes you, because whether you perfect it or not, look at it like this, whether you perfect lucid dreaming or not, you're still focusing on when you're actually traveling. Because no matter what, when you're sleeping, your consciousness is going somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's just in the dream realm that you create or the astral realm. So when you're lucid dreaming, you're focusing on being in that other realm. So it makes it easier.
Okay. Any other tips for people wanting to start? I was going to ask this at the end, but since we're talking about it now.
It's not necessarily something you do, it's more something that you allow. Like, you always do it when you're asleep, So you can do it that way, just becoming conscious, like when I'm sleeping, I'm going somewhere, and that will help you. But don't try and make it happen. Find different techniques that work for you, because everybody's different. My astral projection is really only at night. I can't sit down and be like, I'm about to go astral project right now. Okay. So people that have that gift, you're going to be able to do this way easier. But me, I could not. So try different techniques and see what really works for you.
Okay. So do you actually have a technique when you sleep, or do you just knock out with the intention of traveling and then you travel?
It's kind of both. I used to put a selenite under my pillow, which made it really intense. Now it's like I don't need the selenite. So that was after a few years of training to do it.
Okay.
But technique, I just more set the intention. So I'm just like, okay, I want to go here, or I'll tell my guides, okay, I'm ready to go fight, or I'm ready to, we'll get into that, the astral war in a second. Either that, or I want to go learn. Or like last night, I was so tired. I was like, okay, I don't want to travel nowhere. I just want to rest. So everywhere I went was just in the dream realm. So I wasn't too tired.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So mostly intention for me.
That's cool. So with astral travel, are there limits to where you can and can't go?
I get this question a lot, because there is. Like, you can't really go to the moon, because, again, it's an ET base. Mm. So you go there and you're going to realize it's ET there. They literally will cast you. They'll move you out. So go there and they literally will throw you. It's like a giant. The one guy said it was a giant arm, and it, like, threw him away. Or, like, if you try and go to a government base, they have some sort of astral technology over it in which you can't go in.
I heard the Kardashians have done that too. They've cloaked all of their homes so you can't astral project and see in.
Yep.
Which is pretty fucking wild. I would love to do that. And I think that it's just the way that my guides, like when I've asked about it to my guides, is you just set the intention of when I do. So this is just my personal practice. When I do my aura protection meditations, basically expand that bubble to the area that I want to protect and set the intention of no one can enter or no one can see in.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other ways to do that? Lot.
Yeah, there's so much different.
I mean, I haven't been doing it to my home. I've just been doing it to me.
Mm-hmm. I had to start doing it in my house, because, like, for my room specifically, because when it started coming to, like, reptilians and different dark being attacks, and at this point in time, I didn't fully understand who I was. I was just learning about all of this stuff. So when I was getting attacked, I was wondering, why are dark beings coming for me so hard?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that later, why. Because then my mentor was like, yeah, they, you know, you're a reptilian magnet. Like, they want to go for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes sense how much I'm being attacked. So I had to make a shield around my room. And I made my portal so that only certain types of beings could come through. So it was the shields, the portal. And I have astral guards, actually, too. So I have one at my portal and one outside my door, and they make me feel totally safe. Like, as soon as I go in my room, it's safety at the 100%.
I remember when we were on retreat, Brian saw you slip a little by the pool, and he said he saw one of your guards just go whoop, like try and catch you.
Wait, did he actually say that? I forgot.
He was like, I just saw one of his guards go like this trying to catch him.
I always tell them, I'm like, okay, when I'm running on the treadmill, make sure I don't trip. Like, make sure something doesn't happen. Like, maybe a stick goes flying and then I trip on the treadmill or something.
Oh my God.
I'm like, make sure nothing happens. So, you never know, right?
That's so funny. What about inner earth?
Ooh, inner earth.
I heard someone talk about how they astral projected there and saw it was this waiting room full of other beings just kind of watching us. Because it's hollow.
Yeah.
But then I've also heard people say you're not allowed to go there. And I'm like, okay, so which one is it?
Okay, I can see why it's a mix. Because certain people aren't allowed. They don't have astral access, we call it. So if you're a starseed, like if you're a powerful one like you, like you're a spirit guide. So when you astral project, you'll be able to just really go anywhere and they'll recognize you. They'll be like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, you're on a mission on Earth. What are you here for?
Why the fuck did you leave?
Yeah, and you'll be like, I don't even know you. But they're like, yes, you do, right? So you will be able to have astral access outside of Earth. But Earth seeds or people that just incarnated on Earth, they will not have as much astral access as, like, someone like us. So it does depend. And even, like, even us, like, some of us may not even be able to have access to Agartha. So I've never tried. I've only really had access to the moon base and some other, like, motherships, but never really Agartha.
What is Agartha?
it is essentially the inner earth, or like the civilization.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, I've not heard that word for it before. I just always hear inner earth.
Yeah, they say inner earth. They call it Gartha. I'm still trying to understand it. I've never really had time to focus on it. The Federation's never said, okay, look into this. Mm-hmm. But from what I know about it, it is like what I was told is as soon as Earth gets conscious, they're actually going to come out of Agartha. And then some people that are on the surface are going to be able to go in. So it's going to be like a huge exchange.
I want to go in.
I know you do. It's going to be like, so imagine like to see the sun and then you just see like I don't even know what it looks like. But from the pictures, it's like the whole outer, inner side of Earth is like living beings. So damn cool.
So cool. Okay, before we get into more astral places, I want to continue with the questions that people were asking. So what does astral travel feel like? Does it feel like anything?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked that, because that's one thing I would always ask and I would never get an answer when I was first like trying to astral project. So I'm glad I have the experience now. It feels just like this. Like, they would never explain this. I wish people would tell me this. It feels like this, but not. It's just like different laws.
Okay.
So, like, everything in the astral that's on the astral frequency is physical to astral beings.
Okay, I get it.
And then everything that is lower, you could put your hand through. So it's like just energy. But you could perceive it because you're on the dimension above it.
So, really side note, is that why ghosts can just go through all our shit? Like...
Yes, it's like they're here, but they're not.
Okay.
Because they're on a level above.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So it feels just like this. So if you were to, like, if you were to try and fly through, like, an alien astral ship when you're in astral and you fly and you try to fly through it, you'll hit it. Because it's, like, aligned with the astral frequency, like, they're astral beings. So everything in the astral will be physical to you while you're in astral.
And then the actual leaving your, not leaving your body, but your consciousness leaving your body, does that feel like some things? You know how sometimes people feel like when they have out of body experiences, they're kind of levitating or anything? Or like with me, for example, there was one time where I literally felt like I was kind of viewing my, I was literally here viewing my body from above. This door flung open, but in 3D world, it didn't. And there was a freaking gust of wind coming at me and I could feel it. And then I had to tell myself, like, get back into my body so I can tell whatever the fuck this is to leave. And then it all stopped. But so I had that feeling of almost like lifting and levitating. That might have been something different, but I feel like that was.
Yeah, you did the heavier technique. So you were in your astral body, but mine is lighter. So I never had the experience of like actually floating above my body thing, which is what I want. But yeah, that's one downside of my technique is you can't really feel stuff like that.
Okay. But there is feeling to certain ones then.
For sure. And the way you do it, you will feel 100%. Like you'll feel your body tingling and then you'll feel like you're floating and then you like open your eyes and you realize you're above your body or stuff like that.
Yeah, it was, that was the first time I've experienced that. And I was like, whoa, what's happening? I thought there was like some sort of spirit trying to come in through my door or do something to me. And I was like, please leave.
Did you ever figure out what it was?
No.
Ooh.
You want a channel and figure it out?
It feels angelic.
Ooh.
Because you do have a lot of angels around you. And they are like, they're always waiting for you to get deeper into it. And they're like, she wants it and she's here, but she has to do this and that. She doesn't see that. And that's why I'm like, oh, like the poor girl, because I, because I'm the same way in some things too. People will see me as incredibly advanced, but like to others, the ways others see me, they're like, you're really advanced. But in the bigger stand of things, I'm like, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
So it's there's like so always, always trying to grow. So when I see yours, I'm like, okay, you know, that's a challenge that's unique to you, just as I have challenges that are unique to me. Yeah. So it's like when I look at yours, I'm like, oh, why does she just do this and that? Like your guys are like, why doesn't she just get the hell up out of bed and do this? But really, I have to tell people's guides sometimes, I'm like, you guys have not had a physical incarnation in a long time. So you guys don't fully understand. And they go, they itch their head. They're like, yeah, you're right. You're right. So they hate when I call them out, but it's so true. Like we can never judge each other because there are two separate journeys and experiences of souls.
I literally, it's funny that you bring that up because I've been having issues with my guides lately.
Tell me about
that. Not like issues, but literally, so the day I got here, well, so the day after I got here, like my first full day back in Canada, my channeling was great. I was getting so many downloads. They were talking to me so, taking so many notes, got so many downloads for my sister, all the things. Next day, like nothing. And they were being so, I literally asked for information on something and they said, you, I was like, can I have information on this? And they go, you cannot. I was like, bro, damn. What? I was like, okay. And then I was like asking things. Nothing was coming. I couldn't really hear them anymore. They were just like, you know, like very one word. And I was like, why are you guys not being talkative today? And they're like, you don't need it. And I was like, okay. And then next day I tried again and they weren't really talking to me either. And then when I told Erin this, she said that they were telling her, like as I was telling her this, that I'm was trying too hard to force the connection or something, and that I'm in a different energy now that I'm home because it's reactivating a part of my soul that wasn't as, I guess, awakened or, you know, where I am now when I was here last time. Mm-hmm. So it's harder to tap into the energy. But then also, like I told you, I got under the weather. And I think it is thus a huge sign to just be like, rest, like just stop doing things, just chill. You don't need to open your channel and work on this every single day. Just relax. Mm-hmm. And that I haven't tried it. So I haven't tried it since.
That is no, the whole on truth. I was just about to tell you yeah. that. So Erin, and what you felt is so right. Like you just need to chill more. I actually yeah. had this too. Before I actually went to Costa Rica, I was upset because it's interesting because the Federation will always send me what I need. So at one point, this has happened endless times where I'm home and I knew stuff was coming. They're telling me, okay, you're going to go through some change or whatever. And they're always right. Numbers too are always right. Mm. So then they sent me a crystal. Like my mom came in my room. She's like, hey, so I went to the crystal store and the lady said she knows you. She remembers you from the reading she did on me. She's like, okay. She loved the reading.
So it was someone you knew.
Yeah, okay. But like these are always going to be someone I know. But she's like, your guides are telling, she's like, my mom goes, you know, this lady said your guides told me to give you these crystals for sadness. And she's like, this one you're going to hold at your throat and the other one you just keep near your bed. But I was like, I'm never really like sad like that. So I took that as a sign. Okay, maybe there's going to be something coming up. One thing that caused me sadness, there was a bunch of stuff relationship wise. But one thing was I felt like my abilities were dimming because I couldn't use them anymore. Yeah. And I was forcing a connection. And it was like, why is this happening? And I was so sad.
Yeah.
And then that's when I realized what the crystals were for. And so I would hold it and use it. And the same thing happened with this bracelet. They were like, it was a different crystal store. They were like, oh, send this to Cash. He needs this. And it's about psychic abilities and stuff.
Oh, no way.
And my abilities started growing heavily. So I was like, okay, so they always send me something I need. So after that, I realized, okay, whenever my abilities dim or kind of turn off, it means relax because they don't want you using it in a way because it's going to grow.
Interesting. You know what's funny, too, is that the days where either in London it was super, super busy and I didn't get a chance to channel or I didn't have time alone to channel or, you know, I was traveling, whatever. If I ever had a break of 2 to 3 days off, when I would come back, their voices would be so strong. Mm-hmm. Versus when I do it every day, I feel like it slowly diminishes every time I do it. But yeah. Then they told me to practice. Well, I guess I don't need them to practice the light language. But I was like, they told me to practice light language every day. So, but I guess I don't really need them for that.
You know what?
I can just do it.
Try it in different ways. Because whenever they tell me new things, like, for example, I'll tell you, I realized I have this new ability to be able to smell energy.
Oh, my God.
Do you have that too?
No, but what is it called? I was going through all the clairs and reversing myself on them. And I literally was like, whoa, I've never heard this before. But then Brie was doing it on the retreat. Remember she was smelling us?
Yeah.
She was smelling our energies. And oh my God, guys, this is going to sound like the weirdest thing ever, but I love it. So there was a girl, Auntie Brie, different to the Brianna that I had on this. There was two Bries on our Costa Rica retreat. Mm-hmm. She was literally smelling our energy. And she said mine was fresh laundry and something else. And then Hannah and I think Brian was doing it too, and maybe Erin. They were like tapping into intuitively reading what it meant. Oh no, shit, that was a picture. I was gonna say the thing that they said about my energy, but that was the visual that she got. But yeah, she was smelling our energies.
Yo, that so is cool. Crazy because I actually met someone too. It's one of my sister's little friends, and he has this ability to be able to smell too.
Why did you say it like that?
Yeah, that's the damn truth. But he's really good. Like yeah. he could smell everything. And I guess I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm. I just noticed that I could smell, like, for example, if my guys wanted me to smoke weed, which is what one thing they always wanted me to do to grow my abilities, I would smell weed.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, do you guys smell that? It smells like weed, but there's nobody around to smoke it.
Okay, that's happened to me before. I either get a whiff of clone or perfume when there's no one there or things like that, but I didn't clock into the fact that that was smelling energy.
I didn't even know either. That makes so a lot I of always sense. Smell shit and I'm like, what am I smelling? Mm. And like the one time, maybe we'll get into this later on the podcast, but I did an experiment sexually to see. It was just experimenting with a person. Mm-hmm. And the experiment is the person. So I wanted to have sex with someone to see what would happen energetically. Because yeah. I wanted to understand it instead of just hearing people say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did it. And overall, long story short, I realized that their energy was so on me. And basically, long story short, I could keep smelling them. In everything. Literally anytime my clothes, like I go to bed and I'd smell the sheets and I could smell them in the sheets.
Cleanse yourself.
And it was so annoying. So it took me a lot, like a few days of energy clearing to not smell them anymore. Even when I took mushrooms,
yeah,
I could smell the mushrooms. That was like the last straw when I was like, okay, this is for real. When I could smell mushrooms in every damn thing. Walk down the street, smell the leaf, mushrooms. My clothes that I freshly washed, mushrooms. So I'm like, interesting. Why?
They wanted you to do them.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It's funny you say the thing about the energetic exchange during sex, because I made a TikTok about that ages ago because it's something that I also experienced, because it's one of your biggest energy portals, or like the biggest energy portal. And during my last ayahuasca ceremony, I spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours feeling like I was having an asthma attack or like breathing through a straw because I was releasing the energy that my ex had put into me when he's a smoker. So it was like the weakness of his lungs.
Yo,
what? Yeah. And I was like, bro, I gotta be so careful from now on.
Yeah. I did the same thing after with him energetically. I was like, oh, like now I understand. So yeah. Now it's like I don't even want to do hookups no more.
Yep.
I don't even want to watch porn because just energetically it's horrifying, especially if it's like a, I don't know, just a dark video. Like, yeah. I don't know if you could feel in the video. Sometimes you could feel the energy related to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it clings on to you. And you know I'm very sensitive. So
that's why I don't watch anything that's not like a nice little rom-com. Because I'm like, anything thriller, anything horror. Like, I used to love it as a kid. Saw was like one of my favorite movies.
Wow.
And I don't go anywhere near that shit now. And if I'm forced to watch it, then I have to watch something happy after.
Mm-hmm. No, so. you're such a Pleiadian, because Pleiadians are like that. They're all love and they're the best when it comes to light work and helping people. But like dark stuff, they're like, irks. We don't do that.
Yeah. But I can do like the dark stuff I can do is like the sci-fi dark stuff. Like yes. Fringe is fucking a good show.
Never watched that one yet.
You have to watch Fringe. Mm-hmm. It's more Fringe science when they get into some dimensional stuff too, which is pretty cool. What is it about? So this is really embarrassing, but the way I started watching it was because Joshua Jackson was the main character and I had just finished rewatching Dawson's Creek and was obsessed with Pacey. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this show because that's another way I can watch him. But it's so good. It's him with his like mad scientist dad and they start solving. It's like basically one of those shows where they solve cases every episode, but there's a massive backstory to it.
Right.
But the cases are in Fringe science. So Fringe science is like experimental stuff. So there would be, I mean, probably not the best to talk about because we just got over the pandemic, but there was one thing where someone laced a freaking railing of an escalator with something and every single person who touched it within 30 steps from the escalator just collapsed and disintegrated. Their whole body just like evaporated.
Do you think stuff like that is real?
Oh, yeah. For sure. But the whole show is like that. So all of these different like science experiments and they're like bringing people back to life. And like it's honestly, it's so good. So good. And then they get into different dimensions. And there's like this one dude that they see in pictures all across history, which obviously is some alien dude. But like, you know, and they're like starting to piece it together. Like, wait, he was there this year and that year and that year. And he looks the same in all of them. Like, you know, just
one of those. OK.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I'm going to check that out.
So good. But yeah, so dark stuff like that I can watch because I feel like the sci-fi vibe is a little, it's like less malicious than, hey, I'm going to go murder you.
Yeah. So. Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, I can't watch that.
He was hard. Just a note, cool fact. That's actually reptilian starseed.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I knew this again. I wasn't trusting myself at this point. Yeah. Like we were talking about before. So I just felt reptilian energy. And I was like, okay, even if you listen to at the beginning of his story, there is a time where the mom was like, I saw a UFO and it picked me up. And this is when she was pregnant. And she said it like put, I don't know if it, she said it put the baby in her stomach or I don't know. Oh, she was pregnant and then it did something related to her baby.
His mom said this?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
She's like, I saw, if you listen, she's like, and they label her as crazy because she's like, I saw a UFO and it like, it took me up on the ship and it did stuff to me. And
that's
everybody's
insane.
Like, everybody's like, and again, it's like, it's not a modern time. So yeah, of course, yeah. It's big, you're wild. And she was like, no, they did this. And they really is a reptilian soul. So I guess they put the reptilian soul into him. And when you see him, he just wants love. Like, he doesn't even understand why he likes eating people. You know, reptilians eat
people. Yeah.
So, like, he didn't even understand why that. And all he wanted was love. And when he couldn't find it, he would go back to his, like, regular nature.
That is so which sad. Which was,
like, imagine, instead of seeing him as a human, see him as, like, a reptile being. Mm. Then it'll make sense. You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But when you see him as a human, you're like, that's weird. Like, that, we don't do that shit here.
Yeah. Right?
So when you flip it, then it makes more sense mentally.
Out of curiosity, since we're talking about reptilians, where are, like, can you astral travel to where they come from?
You can.
But you don't want to.
I like astral projecting. I'm getting huge deja vu right now. This was meant to happen.
Ooh.
So I would astral project. I still do to, like, lower dimensions sometimes, mostly for training. Especially
because he is a shadow hunter.
Yes, I love it. And when I go there, I always find it interesting. It is really dark. Like, you're in a horror movie. Mm. And it's good training because you get used to it. And at some point, it gets fun. So you can astral project to, like, reptile being places.
Yeah.
But you probably won't want to stay there long, especially if you're like you, where you're so high vibrational and you're not, like, a master on holding high vibrations in a space where there's a whole lot of low vibration.
I feel like I'm not. I feel like I get influenced so fast. I just I pick up on everything else and I'm like, oh.
Because you are such maybe I'm a like Pleiadian. This but that is your gift. Like, that's why people don't want to be around you and why you do what you do. You know, okay, I was actually telling you, you may find this interesting. I try and tell all my starseed family this, is that every starseed heritage has its, like, challenge. So, like, I'll start with Lyrans. Everybody wants to be a Lyran now, especially my like, all my followers. Like, when they sign up for who they are, they always put Lyran. I'm like, you're not a Lyran.
Is that because you're a Lyran? So they're like, I want to be Lyran too.
So they're kind of, like, inspired, which I think is awesome. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
But they don't notice that as a Lyran, it's like the Lyran culture codex is around light and, like, 5D, but warriorship. And their challenge is that they could get lost in the darkness because they're traversing it. They're learning how to be in it and hold 5D.
I feel like you were in that for a while, with your warrior mode.
I was.
Just like revenge, like, yeah.
I was. And in my past lives, when Lyra was happening and I was fighting, after Lyra was destroyed, I became a bounty hunter and I was alone for, like, several, probably about hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
No, that was, like, my dark time when I got lost in the darkness. And then I got out of it after a bit. The Galactic Federation was part of that. But yeah, that was part of my dark times in my lifetimes. And in here, it was, I'd say, like, my pro-black phase around that. So you'll notice with Lyrans, it's like, yeah, we're warriors, but you can get lost in the dark.
Yeah.
Pleiadians, they're so light and they're masters of light worker. Lyrans, we look at them sometimes, we're like, like, we roll our eyes because they're just pure light and light work. They want to help everybody. They're like, how can I help you? How can I help you?
Yeah.
And they're so like that. But their challenge is that they could be too light. Like, as soon as darkness comes, they could get eradicated if not careful. So, of course, they have, like, warrior Pleiadians. But cultural-wise, you'll notice with that.
And that's why there's so many of us.
Mm-hmm. And then they love coming to Earth. But, like, if you look at, like, last example, Arcturians, like, they're masters of the mind and mastering soul and mind and meshing it. But their challenge is they could get lost mentally. They could get so focused on the mental base that they could lose their soul.
Yeah.
In a way, like, they could lose their touch with their soul. So it's like every starseed heritage, you'll notice they have a power, but also a big challenge.
Okay, I know you said last one, but can you do Sirius? Because I know you say that I'm more Pleiadian than Sirian, but I feel like because Sirian was the first planet that I learned I lived on, I have this connection to it, and it's a water planet, and I fucking love water. So, like, now I'm just curious about that one too.
So Sirians, they're really good with personality, like being themselves. All of them, it's like, you are you and who you are, and we honor that.
I feel that for myself.
So you'll notice, so you'll notice a lot of, like, Sirians, especially, like, Auntie Bree, how she's very, like, personally, a lot of them have ADHD, which is, I don't know why. I find that interesting. I still don't know why. But anyways, their personality is just so, like, yeah, let's go do this. Let's go do that.
Yeah.
Like, just so, like, personality. And their downside is that fitting in can be a thing where they're like, well, I want to fit in somewhere.
Why is this me?
Literally, bro. So all these challenges you'll notice. But then when you master it, it becomes your strength. It's like, warriorship for me was, like, my weakness because I was always, like, ready to fight, or, like, a lot of dark beings attacking me, preparing me to be a warrior. And that was like my downside. Then I went through a whole dark mode, and then I had to get to the light again and like hold 5D and be childlike, because I got a little too serious because I was fighting so much. So I had to realize being Lyran is also being childlike and having fun. So I would say I'm still learning that. Like before we were meeting, I was like, okay, this time I'm not going to be too serious. I'm going to focus on having fun again, like being childlike again. So that was like my thing before coming here. And you may notice like for you, it's like you're trying to focus on not trying to impress people or not caring what they think of you too much anymore. Yeah. And focused on you and like admitting, okay, people aren't going to like me and you're okay with that. That may be one thing. And always wanting to help people. You're like, I see what they need help with and I want to help them, but you may not be able to.
Yeah.
So you'll kind of punish yourself or something like that. That'll be something for you too.
Interesting. Very interesting. It's funny you say that too, because I, in human design, am a manifester. So my aura, like energetically, naturally is pushed outward. So it can feel repelling to a lot of people. And that's why sometimes when I meet people, it's very off-putting at first, or they don't vibe the right way because my energy is literally pushing away. And it's, I always knew that. And I get it. Like in human design, rationally, it makes sense. Okay, cool. But I've never experienced it because manifestors are like 2% of the population. There's very few of us. Mm-hmm. And then I learned the other day that Elizabeth April is a manifester in human design. Mm-hmm. And she did that same thing to me. When I first started watching her live streams on YouTube, I was like, there's something weird about her. I don't like this energy. And like listening to her on the podcast, I was like, oh, I actually kind of like this girl now. So it was like I had to get used to it and kind of break into her energy to fully understand what her vibe was. And now I'm like, oh my god, this makes so much more sense. And it makes it a lot easier to understand why sometimes right away people don't like me, or they don't really want to hang, like, I'm not gonna name names, but you know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, oh, this makes a lot more sense now, because that's probably what they're feeling.
You're also really bright. You have like a masculine type light energy.
Oh god, I need to get more in my femme.
It goes out.
Yeah.
But that's always gonna be like you. You're always gonna be like that, where your energy goes out and affects people. So if someone's not aligned, it's like if a dark being comes near you, then it's like they're either forced to get onto your vibration or they gotta leave. Right, most dark beings, they do not want to be on high vibration. Like, they like being low. Yeah, so then they're gonna repel. So you're gonna notice you repel a lot of people who aren't high vibrational, or they don't like you for some reason, and you'll notice it's very subconscious.
Yeah,
they're just like, they're very dark in some way. Like, I notice the people that don't like me, my friend will text me, they're like, oh yeah, my friend doesn't like you, but their energy is,
why would they text that?
I don't know, it's hilarious. I'm like, okay, and right? But they're like, they thought it would annoy me, but when I look at it, I'm like, I see, when they show me their friend, I'm like, I see why, because they're very low vibrational, and a lot of times I notice this is that if they have reptilian influence, they won't like bright people. So they will not like people like you, because you are doing the opposite of their agenda. So even if the person isn't reptilian, they have reptilian influence.
True.
So that affects them.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense, actually.
I noticed reptilian influence, you know, I've handled them for a very long time. And that is why I got a little too serious, because I would see them everywhere, like in public, like shapeshifted. People think I'm crazy, but honestly, it's the damn truth. Like, I would see them. And
the way that you're so frank about it, I don't know why. The way you say things sometimes just kills me. Anyway, continue.
Like, I see them among us, and they stare at me like they want to kill me. Like, my mom, the one day, she was like, why that was that guy staring at you like that? And at that time, she wasn't, like, there yet. So I was just like, I don't know, must be because I'm black or something, I don't know. But I see them everywhere, and they even infiltrate my friend groups, which is like the situation we're talking about. They leak their way in.
Yeah.
Or they'll cause things to happen. Like, they've been attacking a lot of influencers that used to be my friends a few years ago. So, like, I don't know if you heard the name Ethan Chevalier. Okay,
I wasn't this deep into it a few years ago.
Okay, he was more focused on what's it called, like declassified documents, all that. He was putting that out there. This is when I was just starting on TikTok, and he had actually his account hacked. So many people had their account hacked.
Oh shit.
Or they were like, I'm not doing this shit. And the one girl I was talking to, were really in depth, and she was really good with ETs at that time, and I was fascinated. She was like, I checked up on her now, And she's like, I ain't doing this shit no more. We out. Like, I'm not touching it. And I'm like, what happened? Like, are you okay? She's like, don't worry about it. I'm just not doing this shit no more. And I knew reptilian influence in some way. So they always do things to people, especially like you, and do what they can to stop you. And depending on what your mission is, like, because I'm also a Lyran and I'm royalty. So they've always been like looking, especially for like Lyran royals, like they want to take them down.
Yeah.
So when my mentor told me this, I was like, really? Like, that makes sense why I always felt royal and why I always felt like I need to fight or like do something like that. And why I've always been attacked by dark beings or just things in the astral. So the whole reptilian thing, I don't know anybody to this day who like I could like be like, okay, they fight reptilians as much as me. So I notice I'm going to be someone who teaches people about this stuff. Mm. So it's like everything I learn is going to be just from experience.
So when we're going back to astral travel now, when you're fighting them in the astral realm, I'm assuming you like actualize a body.
Yes, I'll have my astral body.
Okay. What does that look like? Do you just go to their planet and like where does this fighting come from? If you're shadow hunting, where do you take them? Like what's happening? What is this whole situation? It's mostly
just on Earth. Okay. So, because I'm focused on like Earth, I see it as my people, and they are. It's kind of like Lyra, like how the Draconians infiltrated Lyra. They're doing the same thing on this planet. So a lot of Lyrans are coming here because they feel that. Okay. And so with my mission, I'm like, okay, I like, it's my duty. Yes, I'm powerful. I have these abilities, but that's not something that makes me better. It just gives me greater responsibility. Mm-hmm. So when I learned about some, for example, I don't usually talk about this, but like I have something called the Dragon Flame. And it's something related to my lifetimes as a dragon and a gift given to me that gives me dragon powers.
I'm into that.
And I was like, whoa, I want to learn about this. And my mentor's like, yeah, you're going to learn about it soon more.
Yeah.
And so realizing this, I was like, I'm going to be using this. Because if a regular person had this, they'd be like, oh, I got the dragon flame and all that stuff. Like, I'm powerful. But I wanted to learn because I noticed the more power you have, the more responsibility. So I was like, okay, well, what do I need this for? And I realized it was to fight reptilian influence. So anytime anybody gets me mad in any way, most of the time it's related to darkness happening or getting brought in. And I get mad. People are like, whoa. And I notice that. I'm like, I'm not even that mad, but they're like, whoa. And I notice, like my mentor said, she's like, it's the dragon flame coming up. That's the attack, like to kill reptilians.
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yes.
Because I'm not someone who gets angry very often, and I need to be really insanely triggered, and then I just fucking lash out. Like, and it happens rarely, but like, say in Colombia, I got into a fight with my sisters, and I just screamed, and I was like, whoa, when was the last time I screamed like that? You know, like, I had no idea. But what I found is I'll be totally chill, totally calm, whatever, and then all of a sudden, my whole body will tense. I'll see, like, a flash of red, and then I just fucking go. And then I'm like, okay, we're done now. Like, that wasn't Alexis. What is that? That's just the fire element. Like, okay.
So you have that fire element. You also have a dragon spirit guide, but it's a water or air dragon. Or it's both. So you're going to notice you have power with that. And you're going to find out why you have that for your mission later.
Interesting. That's literally a water dragon.
Literally, right? So it's just like, you didn't even know, right?
Yeah.
So actually, when I was little, I would always have visions of a fire dragon, and it would scare me. Like, I'll show you pictures. I was like, whoa, that's like the opposite. Because all then I was just love, and I was earth element really there. So the whole fire was like, whoa. But then at this point, fire is my favorite element, and I figured out it was because of my lifetimes and the power I was given of fire, but to do my mission here. So I was curious when I was going to use this fire, and it is a lot in the astral realm. Or in the physical, like anything related to darkness, fire is power. But you could get, if it's not controlled, it could destroy things. So I noticed, okay, when the dragon flame does come up, how to control it, how to use it. And I noticed, like, I could feel it in my chest.
Yeah.
And the fire grows. And people energetically feel it, especially if it's at the gym when I'm in my fire element more. I notice everybody makes space away from me, and they like stare at me.
Others back away.
I'm not even making noise or anything. I'm just in my mode.
Yeah.
And they're looking, and some people I talk to, they're like, bro, your energy is just really powerful. And I'm like, and that's when I was just learning about the dragon flame. So I was like, whoa, really? They're like, yeah, it's just strong. That's why, like, I it's like being around you is like, whoa. So I was like, okay, so when it does come up, it is like that. But people will mistake me as like really nice and light.
I mean, you are when you're like this. Yeah. Like you just switch so fast. Like I'm so nice and light.
And that's just so I see that too. That's just like my Lyran, right? It's like super 5D, but like I could go really dark.
Well, I was going to say, as soon as you started talking about the dark stuff and the flame, like I feel like you went back to full warrior. Like you just tapped right back into that energy. And
I'm learning how to like balance at the moment, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what else can you do in the astral realm? Where can you go? What are the, this is going to sound silly, but like, what are the activities that you can do when you're there?
I like this question. There is so much you could do. Like I would, a lot of times it'd be going to places for training. Mm. So I'll get to that in a second, but you could train, go to different places, talk to different beings. You could, most of the time, like for you, you may just ask your spirit guides to take you somewhere. So I'll tell my spirit guides, I'm like, okay, tonight I'm ready to fight. Like I'm ready to go to astral realm to fight. And then I will literally I'll go around and I'll do assignments everywhere to fight different dark beings around the planet. A lot of my assignments may look like helping someone, like a little girl in China who has a dark being on her, and I'll go and fight it off, and then she won't have to worry about
it. Okay, so you're in the astral realm, but you're on Earth in China and just fighting off this other dimensional being without her. She's just chilling there, sleeping, alive, whatever. I don't know what time it is, but, you know.
She may not even know it. Or, like, some of my followers I'll go to help, so I'll have some of them DM me. Sometimes I won't remember all of them because it's a lot. Like, I'll be in the astral realm for, like, 3 days in that time, but here it's only 7 hours.
Okay.
So when I wake up, I'm like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, I traveled. So the one night, I only remembered one place I went to, and it was a planet for some information and for some training. And I'm going to tell you what that training was in a second because it was hilarious.
Okay.
But while I was there, I was like, okay, well, I woke up and I was like, damn, I traveled. I didn't even have a lot of energy to do what I was going to do here. So I was like, I'm going to just chill today. And then I had a follower message me. She goes, bro, thank you for saving me in the astral realm. You know, I had that succubus attacking me and you came and like got rid of it. So thank you. And I was like, I didn't even remember that. And then I got the flash memory of me going there.
Oh, God.
And so I asked my guys, I'm like, so why am I forgetting then? Why am I not allowed to remember? And they're saying, you say that you don't want to remember it because then when you come back, you're going to have all this. It's like it's clouding your judgment for what you're supposed to do here.
Interesting. It's funny, too, because so in our group chat from the retreat, I feel like Ali all the time, who did my ayahuasca episode, for those of you who listened, she always says, like, she'll wake up and be like, you guys were in my dream last night. You were teaching a class on this. You were doing that, because we're all in this astral school together. I never remember them.
Yeah.
But like, what is that astral school? And why do we not remember those? Like, if I'm going and teaching a class or taking one of y'all's classes, why don't I remember that?
When you're in the astral realm, a lot of times you remember who you are. So you go there and you're like, okay, guys, this is how our Earth mission is going. And you do this, this, and that, and then you get all the information you need. But then when you go back, it goes into your subconscious. Because, again, it's like the memory wipe has come back.
Mm.
And that's why a lot of people, they don't remember their dreams and stuff, because they're not at a conscious level where they could remember who they are and who their soul is.
Interesting.
So as you awaken, you start to remember your past lives, and you start to remember your dreams and your astral projections all the time, because you're at a conscious level where you're allowed to remember. So a lot of these in the schools, like for that example, you weren't allowed to, but it went into your subconscious. So it's like whatever you learn there, it's in you and you don't remember. So it's like maybe next time you do an assignment and then you help this person, but how you help them, you learned how to help them while at that school, but you are not even aware of it. You're just like, you help them.
I like the way that you explain it, because I answered that question on TikTok the other day. And I ask my guides these things and then they tell me the answers. But it's like, it's the same thing, but just worded differently. Like they basically told me, you don't need to remember it. It will do nothing good for you at this point. So it's like, you're good. Doesn't matter that you don't remember your dreams because you don't need them. Mm-hmm. But the way you said it was the same thing, but then just like,
no, it just more makes more detailed sense why you're not allowed
to.
Yeah,
like you gave the why as to that. I gave the what, you gave the why. You know, so I love that.
I wish I had that more too when I was younger, because I'm like, why don't this, why don't that? So that's why I use my journey as a good example. Like my guides always want me to. I'm like, isn't that a little ego? Like I'm saying, yeah, this and that. But they're like, you know, people need to hear your story because it's going to help them, and the way you understand it is going to help them understand. So like I explain it to people in a way that's like, I wish they told me that when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so now I realize, okay, it's not ego to talk about it. It's like actually helpful.
It's so helpful. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question because this guy, when I was living in Mexico, told me his story of astral traveling. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about this one specific location that I think a lot of people go to. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you about it and see if you know what this place is. So essentially, every time he astral travels, he goes like way up into the skies. Honestly, basically like gates of heaven vibes, these massive gates. And every single time he goes there, he's not allowed in. He gets turned away. And then the story was the final time he went there, his friend who had just passed was there and the guys were turning him away again. And the friend was like, no, he's with me. It's fine. And they finally let him in. And then the guy told him messages to tell his wife who was still alive on Earth. And it was like a whole thing. I was honestly crying. It was the cutest story ever. But do you know what that place is? He literally said he just flies like super high up into the sky, arrives at these gates that are huge and there's all these people and stuff inside, but he could never get in until that one time.
Okay, this is what it may be, because I heard this from a client I had. They would go every night, they would go to this place in the sky. It was like a Buddhist temple almost. Ooh. And there'd be like stairs. So they fly up and then there's stairs and then there's like, it's like a kingdom of heaven or like dojo in the sky. And he said he would go there to learn things and to interact with different beings. And what the Federation was telling me, I was like, whoa, this is so cool. I asked Federation, I'm like, what the hell is that?
Why haven't I been there?
Yeah. And they're like, it's a training center for certain star seeds and their bases on Earth. So I'm like, okay, this looks like it's a base, an astral base on Earth. And they're like, he's like, yeah, this is what my guides told me about it. So I'm learning from my clients. I'm like, whoa, this is so damn cool. And I didn't know that maybe there's different versions. It would make sense that there's different versions of that.
Yeah.
Of like, especially like, when people pass away and they like move on, but they're not, it's not like they're a ghost walking around. They're like, okay, I can move on, but I need to stay on Earth for certain things.
Well, he gave a message to his friend to tell his wife. I don't know if this is making sense. The guy who died gave a message to the friend who astral traveled to tell the dead guy's wife, just to clear up all the his and wife and all those pronouns. Yeah. So maybe that's why he was there. And then after that, he was able to ascend.
Yeah, so that was an area where people that pass away go to but don't necessarily want to leave Earth for certain things, but they're here to help.
That's so cool, because he didn't say he left planet, he just said he went up into the clouds.
Yeah,
so it would have been on Earth.
Astral bases.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another question, because this was one of the days where my guides were just giving me really one-wordy answers the other day. There is basically this water road that you can go to in dreams. And they told me it was an astral plane. But like, what actually is that? Where does it go? What is it? Is it like in my brain, I'm imagining like fucking Mario Kart Rainbow Road, you know, like that kind of vibe, just a road in the sky going literally nowhere.
Yeah.
But is it somewhere where you can like you fly along it and you hop off into different dimensions or different worlds? Or is that road something in itself? Or like, what do you know what that is?
I don't know specifically, but know that in the astral realm, there's a lot of those like astral highways. Like there's one.
So that's what it is.
Yeah. So it's like you use it to go to certain areas and things. Actually, that's
basically what they told me.
That's so interesting you say that.
It's hella unwordy.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it, because I write this all down.
Okay.
Keep talking. I'm just going to
browse. I'm just interested. I'm learning new stuff about this, because, you know, even the stuff you talk about, the Federation is like, oh, yeah, this is not in my head. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's a new whole concept for me, like astral highways. I know there's something called astral highway that's like you go there and it's like an in-between. So like you go there to meet different beings from everywhere around the universe. And it's so cool, because it's like you look over here, there's a grasshopper being. You look there and there's an octopus walking around. and you're looking around like this. But to them, they're like, are you good? Like, we're here.
It reminds me of the customs in Men in Black.
Yeah, dead ass. It looks like that. And they always say if you go there, ask one of your guides to be with you so you have like good astral manners. Because again, we're on Earth. We barely know, unless you're a starseed, then you barely know the standards of other beings.
Yeah.
So that's the closest thing I could get to that. But those roads are so cool you told me about.
It's so funny. I literally said, so this is my channeling journal, guys. Do you have any information on the water highway? Yes, it's an astral road. And then I just asked, like, can I have more information? No. Can I have information on this? You cannot. Okay, cool.
Damn.
Yeah, they were a little, they were basically like, bitch, take a break.
Well, this is your information to know a little more about it.
Yeah.
It's hard to find information online.
Oh, I couldn't. Well, so someone asked me this on TikTok and I was like, I want to be able to give them an answer. And whenever I don't already know the answer, I ask my guides and usually they give me all the information and we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So, but this one, it's like, I guess you weren't necessarily ready.
Well, this was the day that they just weren't really talking to me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
One of the days.
You know what? You're going to have to, like, I force myself to relax on days because I plan out my day. I'm like, yeah. I'm making TikTok today. Tomorrow I'm making a YouTube video. TikTok the next day. But I'll wake up and it's like, we're making a TikTok today, doing this, this, and that, doing this. But then I wake up and my guys, the Federation's like, do shit today. Don't do nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I haven't. They're like, and they're like, shush me. They're like, don't do nothing. So I'm like, okay. And then I do nothing, air quotes. And then it ends up being like a huge, I have a huge epiphany and awakening. And yeah. I learned a lot that day. So, and especially if my abilities are dimmed, then I'm like, okay, well, but I have a reading today. And then the client will text me, oh, I can't make it. Can we rebook? So I'm like, okay. So they're making me relax.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I see you guys. I'm going to. And then a huge stuff starts happening. So whenever you have that again, don't be upset because now you know, like, what's going to come forth from it. So
yeah.
You're less stressed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whenever they tell you to relax, just listen because they know more than us. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense when I think about – I just get nervous when I have things that I need to do with deadlines. I get nervous that I'm going to run out of time to do it because, I mean, I live in 5D most of the time, so time goes by hella fast. And then I look at the clock and I'm like, whoa, where did this day go?
Yeah.
But I actually – I had things I needed to prepare for the retreat, and then I'm hosting a workshop after the retreat, like a couple weeks after. But then after the retreat, festival, travel, all of those things. I want to get all of it done beforehand. But I only had a week here, so I was like, I don't got time to rest.
You know what's going to help you with that? You have a Lyran guide who helps you get things done.
Well, I got it. I got one of the things done already and then half of the other things. So,
okay. See, yeah. Me notice, like, if you ever want to, like, get things done more that day, because I notice, I'm like, okay, I could only make a TikTok and then do a few readings or something. Like, there's a limit at the moment, and I'm trying to make it bigger.
Yeah.
You could just ask your guides to help you. Like, I'll always ask my dragon. I'm like, can you help me burn through everything today? And then all day, like, I look at the end of the day, I'm like, whoa, I did like 10 times what I would usually do. So if you could try asking either your dragon spirit guide or your Lyran guide, and they'll give you like good tips to help you get through things more. And I wish I was told this too, which is why I'm telling you, because nobody told me you could ask your dragon guide for this and that. So that, especially when I was like struggling with trusting people with all the reptilian stuff happening, I was like, I can't trust nobody. My mentor's like, yeah, you're gonna struggle with that. But, and I said, I told my dragon, I'm like, it's me and you. Like, right now, it's me and you.
I feel like you're going back to warrior mode.
literally, me and you, and I do notice I trail back sometimes. But, yeah, I'll be like, it's me and you, and we're going to get shit done today.
Yeah.
And then we burn through it, so that may help you, too.
I only, when I channel, it's always my High Council of Light. I don't tap into any of the other ones, so maybe I should start.
You know, tell me how that goes, because I don't know too much about the Council of Light. I know who they are and stuff, but I don't know much about it. So I would love to hear more about that, especially like if you have information now for me, I'd love to hear it.
I mean, me specifically on the High Council in general, no idea. Okay. I just know that that's who I call upon and my people come. But I know it's a lot of sirens and water beings and some, and like, I can never say this word, amphibian. Is that how you say it? Amphibian beings? Yeah. And then, you know, that spirit guide Phil I told you about, my Pleiadian spirit guide? Apparently, he's not on that council, but he's on a different council. I asked them if he was on it, and they said
you're going to do more with the light council. I'm curious. I thought you already were. So it looks like you're going through a few challenges now that are going to be gone. Like, you're going to be way more conscious. Let me tell you that. Okay. So if you're ever afraid of that, don't worry. But you're going to be working with them really in depth. Like, you're going to go there in the astral realm. You're going to astral project there, and you're going to stand in front of them and be like, okay, I did this mission and that mission, but I'm struggling with this assignment. Like, can you guys help me? Or they'll give you new information or missions or something like that. That's going to be really cool because I've never encountered anybody that like talks to a council of light like that. So you're very unique.
Oh, thank you. Random question aside from astral travel, just because we have talked a lot about guides and stuff on this, just for people wondering, how do you hear your guides? Because when I speak to the High Council of Light, and I've only started channeling properly in the past month, so I'm hella new to this, but I will sometimes, most of the time, hear them in my head. And then if I'm typing, sometimes I'll just trance and like I'll just type without realizing what I'm typing until after. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes, like for people who aren't super secure in their gift, like I am not always, you can wonder, am I making this up? Like, am I creating this voice in my head?
Yeah, so I feel you.
A, how do you hear them? What does that show up as for you? And then mm-hmm. B, how do you get around those thoughts?
I struggled a lot with, is this real? Mm. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And my mentor or my galactic mom was the one that really helped me through that part.
Okay.
So she would confirm, like, it would always be confirmation to help me. So I would confirm either through myself or the universe, or she'd be like, yes, you're doing it. She'd be like, oh, I see you astral rejected, like in the astral war. And mm. I was like, okay, so that wasn't, like, I was really fighting. And she's like, yes. Yeah. So that would be like confirmation. But talking with guides, I do hear them in my head a okay. lot. It is mostly that way, and the energetic language. So I feel energetically what they're trying to tell me. And this is something I'm going to talk about later, but long story short to say what that is. It is like...
You might as well just talk about it now.
Okay.
We're already at an hour. Yeah, we're at an hour.
But,
what is later?
Like, light, like, not light language, energetic language is like everything has an energy. So like your phone has an energy. It's like when you say phone, mm. you know what that means. Energetically, we know what phone means.
Yeah.
So like everything. So when they speak to me, it's like just the energetic language. They're speaking to me. So I'll see images and they'll speak to me. It's like my own voice, but it's not from me.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll hear them loud. Like I'll be in the shower and I'm getting downloads because in the shower I'm more attuned. And I'll just hear them, Vincent, and they yell at me. And I'm like, so I think someone's in the shower. I'm like, what the hell? And they'll be like, smoke after this. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't usually smoke. Like, maybe it'll be before the shower. They'll be like, smoke before you go in the shower. And I'll hear it in my head. They'll be like, smoke before you go in the shower. And I'm like, that was so like loud in my head.
Oh my God,
I was like,
it's going to hit you more. Oh,
yeah. I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then I did it. And then, of course, it was positive, right? Mm. A bunch of stuff happened yeah. in school. But yeah, it's mostly in my head, the energetic language.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll see them, but I'm trying to strengthen my clairvoyance. So it's mostly like the way you said.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we are at an hour, is there anything else you wanted to touch on? I know you mentioned previously talking about some of the astral history. Mm-hmm. Do you want to get into that or do you want to leave it for another time or what's your vibe?
We can leave that for another time. Okay. So this is the first set of information for everybody. last thing I want to say is... I know it may sound cool to, you know, go to the astral realm and do different things. Like some people are like, oh, I want to fight in the astral war too. But they don't have a complete understanding of what it actually is.
Oh, can I interject something? Mm-hmm. So this is just something about being in the darker realms. You told me and Aaron and the rest of our group chat this, is that you see when you show up in those darker realms, you show up as your shadow. Right? Mm. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I feel like that's tying into what you're saying where you like you might not be ready for it.
In the astral realm, you really see the truth. So you'll appear like as your astral body or just your consciousness. It depends. But in the astral realm, things are like a dark being will use your fears against you. It's not like here where you're like here you may get scared of certain things or whatever. Mm. But in the astral realm, it's almost like a mental war. So if you're not strong mentally, you won't be strong astrally. So the mental, I'm just like piecing this together recently. And now I'm seeing it clear now we're talking about it. It's like
yeah.
your mind and the astral have a clear connection. Like what you visualize, you create energetically, mm-hmm. which is in the astral realm. So that makes sense. So that's why the Federation would tell me smoke weed because it makes your mind strong. And it did. So now I could fight dark beings to a certain extent. Like I'm still training for certain ones, but... I could fight certain beings and I could go out longer than I was before. But people think, oh, it's going to be really cool to do that. But then the few people that I have talked to that have done it for the first time, they're like, I didn't think it'd be like that. And I'm like, I know that's exactly what I was like.
Yeah.
But I remember I was live with my mentor too. And she's like, not everybody's meant to fight in the astral realm or to be a healer or stuff like that. You have to do what aligns with your soul. So me, I'm really good with fighting. But when it comes to Reiki and all that, I struggle with. But someone like you or my mom that's really good with Reiki, mm-hmm. it's like you guys energetically can heal people. I go to you for healing and to be safe around. But like if it were to come to fighting, you guys would be like, ooh, I don't know nothing about fighting. Right? So it's like a yin and a yang. So yeah. if you aren't good at certain things or you try something and it's not up your alley, Don't be upset. Find what aligns with your soul. You may notice, okay, I'm not good at Reiki, but I love it. And then you get really good, mm-hmm. right? That's aligned with your soul. So if you're trying to astral project, find different ways. Find why you're going to go to the astral realm. Don't just go because you want to go. Maybe it'll be fun at first. Like, you just want to experience. But even when you're going there to experience, you're going there to learn about the astral realm. Mm-hmm. So go there for a purpose and go with your guides first. Like, just ask them, can you guys take me here or there? And be open to when you are dreaming, air quotes. Most of the time, you are actually astral projecting. So just start taking it as right now that you are traveling when you are dreaming.
Okay. I do have closing questions that I ask everyone. But before that, do you want to plug yourself, tell everyone where they can find you, how they can work with you, etc.?
Awesome. You guys can find me on Instagram at I'm King Cash. Also on TikTok and YouTube, King Cashes. I'm mostly on Instagram, so you guys will find me way more active there. And we got a Discord server. It's like a little cyber city.
Rap.
Yes, yo. I'm so excited for that. And there's like, at this moment in time, it is about like 400 people in there. So if you want to join that, you are welcome to join. I'm so excited for all of you to be part of my community because you guys are my people.
I love that. Okay. Just on topic of this, I'm going to ask what your favorite planet is to go to astral travel to.
Ooh, you're getting me hyped now. shit. I like, I would say I like the Federation Command Center planet because beings from everywhere, especially Orion. I love Orion's the T because it's like the United States for the galaxy.
Interesting. So
everybody's there. And I like anywhere where there's fighting too, you know, anywhere where there's fighting, I'm there. And Orion's full of light and dark beings. Yeah. And that's what I loved about Orion is like, you could go there. And that's why I'm fascinated with Earth. You can walk down the street and there's, you know, a really bright person like you. You're like, hey, how are you? And then you go in the grocery store and you walk by someone and they're like, get away from me. And it's like dark person. I find that fascinating as hell. Like, it's like, okay, I may have to be a warrior in this moment, but then 5 minutes later, I'm an angel again.
Yeah.
And I love that because I love the yin and the yang. So Orion, the whole Orion constellation, I'd say is my favorite.
So you like the duality?
I love the duality and mastering it. That's just like, that's who I am.
Okay. I'm making this up off the top of my head now because we're talking about astral travel. What's the coolest planet you've been to? Or like the...
A planet in specific?
Yeah, like, or like just like the wildest kind of thing that doesn't... Like unearthly. I guess that's a good word.
I think the only thing I could think of right now is like a training planet. It's like the school of Melchizedek.
Okay.
For anybody that's heard about that, it's like a university, but in the galaxy, and each class is literally a planet. And I'm not quite sure if you incarnate or if you just go there. I'm not quite sure yet, but I know you go there and you learn stuff. And I remember in my lifetimes and going to the school of Melchizedek, because I was already a bounty hunter at that time and all of that, I like fought by myself and everybody there was like, oh, I want to help fight in the wars. But I already fought for so long. So I like flew through the school of Melchizedek. But I love this one planet that I train at astrally now. And it's like a planet just for astral training. Mm. You go to this country and it's for this. You go here and it's for that. And maybe training like, okay, there's a dark, you're talking to someone, you have a client and there's a dark being lingering behind them. What do you do? And then you do something and then they see, okay, you handle it this and that way. That was one I loved, was a test that the Federation had me go under. And I'm about to make a video about this, by the way. And it was a whole nother universe, but it was a training planet. It was like the Federation Center. So that's why I like this planet, like the Federation Center planet, because you could do everything there. And they had me undergo this test to see how I would react. So like they would have a reptilian come in. And like me fight it, but then when a bunch of people were being attacked, then they would take notes of like, okay, we notice whenever it's somebody else, you get really upset, but when it's you, you're fine, right? It was actually a really hard test. I cried in the astral realm because it was so hard.
Was it in real life, or was it like Divergent style, where they're under the simulator and things are happening and they have to find their way out?
It was like that, but not. It's so hard because it was literally exactly like the Divergent series. But you were literally in another universe, but astrally.
Okay.
So it's like this universe, how we're here now.
Yeah.
But I was there. So almost like physically. So after I woke up, I literally yelled. I was like, are you out of your goddamn mind? Like, why would you say me? That was so damn traumatizing. And they were like, oh, well, and they have a deep voice. Well, we had to send you because we couldn't. I was like, because I told them, like, why didn't you just do it in the astral realm or like in the dream for training? And they're like, well, it was a test and we had to put you in another universe where the simulation took place. I guess it was like a building. Because we wanted to see how you would actually react if it was real life.
True.
Or in the astral realm. Like, oh, so that makes sense. So I would rest with my favorite planet. Actually, I'll give you three. GFL Command Center planet. Love it. Mintaka, which is like, you know about that. It's like the water city planet.
Mermaid vibes.
So damn cool. And my other one. It's actually this, it's this planet with a mix of Lyran and Draconians. They're like beside each other. Mm. I like that too because it's like we used to fight each other.
Yeah.
And we still kind of do. But on this planet, we're like one. So there's Lyran beings, humanoid, like look like us, or they like lion or avian mixed with dragons and like giant Draconian reptiles that are positive now. I love that. And you know, I love any type of diversity. So yeah. That was right up my alley.
Oh, I love that. Is there a movie that's come out that people take as fictional, but actually is exactly what the fuck is happening? Or like how Men in Black, like the custom center is like a legit thing.
Yes.
Is there anything like that people are like, oh, there's no way this is real, but it's actually spot on?
I'm still trying to understand Star Wars because Star Wars is basically a documentary.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out in what way. So I'm still watching it like, okay, this is true. And the Federation's like, okay, this is true. This is not. I have to pause it, take notes.
Yeah.
But a movie I could give you for sure is the movie Soul.
Oh, love.
That one is, there's missing some things, but it's like, take it as a truth.
Wow.
Moonfall. That movie is pretty accurate. And those are the only two I could think of right now. But there is some, Shadowhunter series, period.
Oh, I love that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, when you watch all these shows and movies, that's how they tell us what the truth is, as you know. So they will leak a lot of, because it's like, okay, we're telling them the truth. So it, like, it gets rid of the karma. They're afraid of that karma that could come back to them. So they're like, well, we've been telling everybody the truth. So most of these movies and shows really are purely the truth.
I love that. Okay, now to my normal closing questions.
Okay.
Who is someone that inspires you right now?
Oh, I just have a lot, but they all kind of, you realize that a lot of people you looked up to really were trying their hardest too or something like that. Mm. Like they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Yeah.
Right now, my biggest person I look up to is Dr. Dawn. Which you guys will find her in Discovering Your Inner Light. She's my cosmic mom or my mom from past lives in Lyra. Mm. So we are super, super connected. But she helped me raise to where I am now. So we're almost like at the same page, but she's still more advanced, like psychically. So I look up to the way she reads and all of that stuff. So I take notes for what I do. So we're very similar. Most of the people I look up to really are other beings. I don't really look up to humans.
The way your face was when you said humans, you're like humans.
It sounds bad, but I've never found a human yet that I'm like, yo, other than like starseeds incarnated. Mm. The only one really is Dawn at the moment.
True.
But other beings, it's like dragons. I love dragons with all my heart. And at the moment, I really like Draconians.
They're interesting. Power.
They're so powerful and strong.
Yeah.
In all my lives, I've always looked up to that. That's how I've done what I did. But I always wanted to have, like, to be in a humanoid body, but to have, like, the power of the light and strength of the darkness. Typically, the strength of, like, how the Draconians have their strength and the light of how the Lyrans and the Pleiadians did. So I noticed I like the two extremes, being able to access both. So I love dragons and draconians, and I really look up to light beings that are very powerful, like Lyrans, or like even beings like you that have had so much incarnations as like spirit guides. You might not even remember everything yet, but I'm like looking at your soul. I'm like, I always tell you this. I'm like, it's just a pleasure to be near you.
Aww, thank you. Fully received. okay. what is something that you learned this week?
Ego. Ooh. I talked about this a little bit in the car too. Learning different types of ego and how it works. Because I didn't even realize ego was going to be, I knew it was going to be one of my biggest challenges as I was told. So I wanted to understand it. And anytime my ego comes through, I notice and I study it. I'm like, okay, why? Why is this happening? How can I, like, everything is trying to understand it. So when I talked to someone today, I realized they had a different type of ego, which had good intentions, but they were excited to see me. And they were also very, like, they wanted to prove, they wanted me to look at them like a teacher. So they wanted to prove how much they knew. So then, like, they wanted to impress me so that I, as a person and for what I do, they wanted me to look up to them.
Okay.
So I noticed it was all, like, positive intentions, but ego was a lot that I've been learning recently, and meshing a stronger life, like, balance of, like, the light and the dark. And that's always been kind of something I've been learning, but I've been learning it more in depth now.
I like that. Okay, and then final question. What is something that little child Vincent would be so proud of you for?
Oh, right away I thought of, you know, being truly me. I always, all high school, I fought. I should have brought my journals from high school. If you read them, I'm like, one day I'm not going to give a fuck anymore. And I'm going to be strong. Like, and I was talking about the things I fought through in school. And I'm like, I'm going to study how to be strong no matter what. And, you know, overall to get to where I don't give a fuck anymore. And it was about a few weeks ago, I realized that I reached a good state that I always wanted to when I was a kid. I was like, I really don't care anymore, and I feel powerful, and I don't care what they think, but all the people from school that see me, they talk about how much they look up to me now, and I'm like, these are kids that I used to look up to and, you know, crave attention from, but now that I don't, they're like, we look up to you, and I see the truth in them, so I don't even judge them. I'm just like, I see you, and I love you for it. So right away, and that happened, I saw a number sequence or something like that. And it said, when I looked it up, it was like a, it was like 1717 or something. And I looked it up, and Federer just, like, looked it up, and it was like, congratulations, you finally achieved something you've always wanted to when you were little.
Oh my God.
And then videos on my Instagram were like, congratulations, everything, congratulations, you achieved. I was like, oh my damn God. So to see that, it took a good 7 or 8 years to get here. But that is something I look at every day. Now I'm like, I did it after working, studying so hard. 40 Laws of Power was one of the big ones. Studying me, that is something that my younger self would be proud of.
Oh, I love that. That's such a good answer.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have any parting words for everyone before we sign off?
Do things your way. So stop looking at, I wish someone told me this, and this is what I wish I could tell my younger self so I could get here quicker, is do things your way, because you're still judging. When you're looking at other people's things and you're like, they're doing it this way, they see it this way. Like, I bought this computer and they're like, why would you buy that one? But in your perception, you're like, I bought this because this is not. And you stick with that. And then you're going to prove those people wrong. Or maybe you see they were right. No matter what, you're learning. So do things your way and figure shit out for yourself. So people, it's like the sex example I was talking about, how I had to have sex with them to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, you go and figure it out for yourself, and then you create your view of it, and then you have your understanding. So create you by doing things your way and finding out what your way is. Don't, like, clean the plate clean. Like, clean it off and be like, you know what, whatever it is, it, like, I don't care anymore. I like it this way, and do it your way, and that's gonna be fun.
I love that. Okay, thank you so much for coming on today.
This was actually so much fun. I can sit here and talk with you all damn day.
I know, honestly. I was like, I really tried Tanisha's into astral travel, and it didn't really work.
We tried.
But we tried. We got somewhere in the end. We got there. We did our
Okay. I could see us talking a lot more too around other topics, and it trailing a little bit as well. But no matter what, I could see us doing podcasts more like this, just sitting down and chatting about whatever the hell we want.
I mean, I won't be here all the time, but come on, whatever you want. We can go over Zoom.
Yes, over Zoom, I can see, especially. You could just text me no matter what, too, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to make it happen.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. I hope you learned a lot in this episode, and Honestly, yeah, just fucking learned a shitload because I feel like you unloaded a lot of information that people are going to have to integrate.
And you taught me a lot too. Like, I just us sitting here piecing things together and just being in your energy too, understanding everything. This helped me piece together a lot more. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good.
I'm
glad. Of course. Okay, everyone. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day coming from two people just like you.